center of forgotten America, in the heart of the greatest state in the union, that, of course, Michigan. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Friday, July 12, 2019. Thank you for being here. Three big things you need to know. In Texas, they may soon be choking on the chicken as defenders of Chick-fil-A come out swinging, and they want answers about how the Christian company was banned in San Antonio. It's very fishy. Wait a second. That doesn't make sense. Never mind. Number two, John James released his financials for the first recording period, and he is raking it in. Big money pouring into the Republicans' war chest as he sets his sights on the Senate seat held by Democrat Gary Peters. And number one, Line 5, now in the national spotlight after a Democratic hopeful Jay Inslee sided with environmental activists and radicals and called for the energy line to be shut down. It will certainly be on the table when Democrats debate in Detroit later this month. And so Jay Inslee, he is the governor of the state of Washington, and he has come out and he said he wants America to know about Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline. Why? Because he has to come up with something. And, of course, the debates are coming up on July 30th and 31st in Detroit, the Democratic debates, round number two, as they bring in the cattle cars of Democratic candidates. Inslee voiced his support for decommissioning the pipeline and preventing the construction of Enbridge's replacement oil tunnel in a series of tweets. Now, keep in mind, Enbridge offered $500 million to build this tunnel. It would be 100 feet beneath the surface of the Straits of Mackinac. It would be a permanent replacement. And all of this, while Line 5 has never really had an issue. Here's one of the tweets from Inslee. The Enbridge Line 5 pipeline and the proposed oil tunnel to replace it are a clear and present threat to the health of the Great Lakes and to our climate. Really? They threaten the clean drinking water that millions depend on. Really? Inslee's comments came at a contentious time in both the Democratic primary and Michigan's battle over the pipeline, of course. Candidates are gearing up for the second primary debate in Detroit. Environmental policy remains at the forefront of that conversation. This week, Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced legislation that would require every public company to report their potential environmental risk, whatever that means. I mean, talk about a catch-all. Report your environmental risk. I'm sure you'll hear that on the debate stage. And you'll hear about Flint and Line 5 and all of it. And by the way, as you recall, during the first debate, nearly every candidate replied that climate change, that's right, the weather, the biggest threat to the United States. No, ignorance. Ignorance is the biggest threat to the United States. But I digress. By the way, Jay Inslee's campaign, which is getting like one half of 1% support, separated itself from all the rest by running the most climate conscious campaign. Pretty much their only issue is climate change. Jay Inslee is a one issue candidate from the state of Washington. He'll do nothing, by the way, because we've, you know, the five candidates at the top do not include Jay Inslee. That's for sure. But that's only part of the story, you see, because if you look around, there are a whole host of Democrats that support Line 5. In fact, six House Democrats are now going after Dana Nessel, the woman who has appointed herself Queen of Michigan. I thought governor, but I think Queen is more apropos because she thinks she has all the power. In a joint statement that was put out yesterday, state representatives Wendell Byrd, John Churkin, Brian Elder, Tanisha Yancey, Terry Sabo, and Sarah Cambenzi all say they are deeply disappointed by the reckless action of the Attorney General. Nessel, as you may recall, filed some legal action in June seeking to immediately shut down Line 5, after what she called reasonable notice, whatever that means, and put a permanent decommissioning of the controversial oil and gas pipeline in place. The filing challenges the validity of the 1953 easement that has allowed that pipeline to operate in the Straits of Mackinac and further claims the Canadian energy giant has violated terms of the easement. These lawmakers all backed The 2018 deal reached between Enbridge and Republican officials. In fact, on this program, Democrat Sarah Cambenzi of Marquette, she told me that if she can get every company that has an environmental issue to step up and say, hey, we'll pay for that, we'll take care of it, here's our plan to fix it, here's the money, that would be perfect. She praised Enbridge on this program for doing that. And so all of these lawmakers backed the 2018 deal between Enbridge and Republican officials that called for a utility tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac to house a replacement for the current Line 5 and gas pipeline. And keep in mind that Ohio Governor Mike DeWine sent Michigan's acting governor Gretchen Whitmer a letter here recently saying that it would be devastating financially, not just to Michigan, but to Ohio, Ontario, and the entire region, if the governor allowed Line 5 to be shut down. But it seems to be out of Gretchen Whitmer's hands. That's because Dana Nessel has taken all the power. Those six lawmakers wrote that our natural resources and our economy are too important to await the outcome of protracted litigation. We need to start that Line 5 tunnel now, said all six of these Democrats. But Kelly Rossman McKinney said, so what? Kelly Rossman McKinney, the spokesperson for Dana Nessel, said, so what? They're going to go forward with their legal efforts, regardless of the opinions of some, including the governor of the state of Michigan, with whom they don't care what the governor has to say. Dana Nessel operates her own way. The Queen of Michigan, Dana Nessel. Self-appointed, of course. And then Kelly Rossman McKinney said this, we have an obligation and a responsibility to preserve and protect our Great Lakes Basin, and Line 5's continued presence is a looming threat to all of us. Failing to mention, of course, Line 5 has never leaked. Line 5 has never been compromised in 65 years. It's operated just fine. It gets inspected on a very regular basis. It was even hit by the anchor of a ship and did not fail, did not rupture. The only reason Line 5 has gotten a lot of attention over the last several years is because of its age and its sensitive location. Enbridge officials point out the pipeline is in good shape. Environmental activists have called for the line to be removed completely, not caring how people in the UP would heat their homes in the winter because almost every drop of propane that heats homes in the UP, which the homes are heated almost exclusively by propane, they would have no way to get that fuel there. There is no replacement plan. Well, you can bring it in by truck. There aren't any trucks to do it. Bring it in by rail. There aren't any rail cars to do it. Enbridge, of course, filed its own legal action to reinstate the 2018 deal after talks with Governor Whitmer fell through. There's a UP Energy Task Force in place right now, but this isn't going anywhere. And Dana Nessel will do as she pleases, damn it. And she doesn't care what other people think. She's smarter than you are. All right, it's 14 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Good to have you here. You're up to speed on that one now, aren't you? Follow us at SteveGruber.com on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all there for you. Drop me a line at SteveGruber.com. We can do that, too. We'll be right back.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at WyckoffWellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, they called a guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill. Rio from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.